Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another little bite-sized political podcast. And as I keep telling you here, and I'm gonna keep at this one, the dam is breaching. More and more information is coming out. The information pretty much confirms that which you and I have been saying now since, gosh, early 2020, I suppose, but most particularly from the rollout of the experimental mRNA gene therapies in late 20 and then into 2021. And I wanted to play a short clip here by Dr. Mike Eden, and I'll just have a listen to what he's talking about, because I think this speaks to so much of that which you and I have clearly been saying. Listen up.
Dear colleagues and supporters, we declare that Pfizer, Moderna, BioNTech, Janssen, and AstraZeneca and their enablers willfully withheld and omitted crucial safety and effectiveness information from patients and physicians and should be immediately indicted for fraud. We know that shortly after administration of these products, thousands of people have died. And although correlation isn't causation, reasonable criterion have been applied to examine the relationship between injections and the events, and is absolutely clear-cut that these are the cause of death. Mechanistically, the design of these products was knowingly deficient in a number of ways. First, they caused the expression in the human body of toxic virus spike protein. Unlike what they told us, that it would stay in the injection site, they distribute widely around the body. There is no built-in limit to the amount of toxic spike protein that can be made or for how long it is made. And that's the cause of the toxicity. Turning to the clinical trials, there is evidence of questionable practices all around. For example, several of the studies were clearly unblinded while they were ongoing. And also, in a number of cases, subjects were removed from the database prior to statistical analysis in a way that is suggestive of fraud. We were given blanket assurances time and again by all of the companies about the benign safety profile of their products. Even as the products rolled out, and in the earliest weeks, they must have known this was not true. It appears that these products provide little or no protection from the virus that they sought to protect us from. And finally, they cannot claim lack of anticipatory knowledge, because the companies and the FDA knew that products of this type would produce many toxicities.
So there you have it, my friends. Pretty clear, I think you would agree, these are large pharmaceutical companies pushing the jabs in the full knowledge that the jabs themselves had high levels of danger, complete zero longitudinal studies, all kinds of shadiness and shenanigans going on. And yes, these people do need to be held accountable for fraud and arguably homicide. Because Mike Eden's right. It's clear by now that loads of people lost their lives very shortly after taking the so-called vaccines. Now, there's no other way of sort of gilding this one. These jabs have proven to be extraordinarily dangerous. And all against a virus, which is questionable in terms of A, its existence, B, its lethality. I think at most, if you go with the virus theory, you've got a 99.7% chance of recovery on average. For many groups, it's even higher than that. So yes, we have got, and this is, you know, something that Andrew Bridgen was castigated for saying, but we've got a global crime here. It's a crime scene, and the crime scene is every country, and the crime scene is located within the health systems of every country. Here in the UK, it's the NHS crime scene, because they were the people who put the jabs into people's arms, assuring the people that this is fine. You've got nothing to worry about. It's safe. It's effective. It's been put through rigorous tests. There's nothing to worry about. And then, boom, Your heart gives up and you're dead. Well, by then, of course, the NHS has moved on. I mean, I have come to view the NHS as a killing machine, to be quite honest with you folks. You know, the more and more I think about how the NHS is now working post-COVID, or even during COVID, it makes me want to stay the hell away from the NHS. I don't think there's anything good to be said about it. But for sure, the NHS facilitated the big pharmaceutical companies by pushing these untested, unproven jabs into millions, many millions of arms. And the consequences can be now measured in terms of the death toll, in terms of the serious adverse reaction toll. And that's why, as Yeadon says, we do need to absolutely bring this one to an end now and indict the criminals behind it. Thanks for listening.